Good morning. It is March 2nd, 2016. The time is 06:37 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Wednesday morning. It's sort of a windy, blustery morning. I'm sitting out here on the back enclosed porch having the morning coffee, doing this audio on this program formerly known as Audio Boo. Yes, I am still here. I know I've been absent the last few months, but I did update to the version 3.8.2 Android on my LG smartphone here, and I want to give this another try. I tried doing this yesterday when I was on a walk with Max to do a boo walk, and somehow the audio did not get saved, and I think primarily it was because maybe, and it might have been the problem I had before, is that I was really frustrated with this app when I stopped using it back in December, primarily because it didn't save the audio. And I think it might be because the screensaver would kick in, because I sort of noticed that yesterday. So maybe taking 2 months off from doing audio on this program formerly known as Audio Boo was a good thing, because it's given me a fresh look at the program. It's not the shiny penny that it used to be, because there's a new kid on the block, and that's an app called Anchor, which I have been using for the last several weeks. I started using it a week after it came out. It had one update. I love it. It's what the program formerly known as Audio Boo used to be like. And you get 2 minutes of audio, and then your followers can tag on and reply, and you can reply to other people's audio. I don't think you have to follow. I think you just have to, you know, because your username gets tagged on whatever you reply anyway, so you don't necessarily have to follow those individuals. So I've been having doing an Anchor, well, actually they call them waves. It's Anchor app, but you know how we would call the audio on the program formerly known as Audio Boo as boos, well, on Anchor they're called waves. So there's a similarity there, but the engagement I found in just the several weeks I've used it has been very, very good. And that's the key, I guess, to any application, because prior to using that, I've been mostly over on the program called Blab, which there's a lot of engagement with the live streaming. Of course, you see the face, but of course, audio, you just hear the voice. So I want to give this app, formerly known as Audio Boo, another try, just to see if it will work on the Android phone here, because prior to that, I was using the web page as far as just upload an audio that I recorded on a recording app on my smartphone here. And the wind is really kicking up right now. It's I did see a robin yesterday. I did do an Anchor about that. So that's the one thing about these audio apps that we have. There are voice on social media. I consider Anchor my primary voice now on Twitter. Unless I need more than 2 minutes, I'll come to this app. And that's the only benefit feature that I see using this program formerly known as Audio Boo in the future, is because I get more time. I get 10 minutes. Because over the years, with my on-again, off-again disgruntle with the program formerly known as Audio Boo, and prior to the release of Anchor, the new shiny penny for audio, I've used Bobbler, which was a 30-second. That was fun, but it didn't last long. Then there was iPadio. It was okay, but never could get my original account squared away with the folks that worked at the particular application. Then there was a program out there called Adio that would record. It had nothing to do with what that chip builder Mark Rock is doing with the, I guess it's sort of a Lisply type an application, web-based, for YouTube, I guess, or something like that. So, of course, the original audio that when I started this years back was Cinch, and it was shortly after that that's when I started using the program formerly known as Audio Boo. So, I do enjoy doing audio. I do enjoy listening to audio. I think this new app called Anchor, if you're not on it, you'll probably see in the feeds, because it's only iOS right now. They're going to be coming out with an Android version of it here in the near future, so I'm keeping an eye out for that, which I'll be looking forward to that, because anything I can throw on the Android phone is good. But I primarily use the Anchor app on my iPad mini, and I'm thinking about getting an iPod Touch updated version, so I could use, I guess it's just a stripped down version of an iPhone, basically, but you still have the capability of using the up-to-date iOS operating system. So right now the only up-to-date iOS operating system that I have, or hardware that I have to use the Anchor app, is the iPad mini. And the wind is really kicking up. I think March is coming in like a lion here, and it's not too cold out here. It's actually enjoyable as I'm having my morning coffee. I think people that have known me for a while here on audio remember how I would do audios out here, and I look forward to this upcoming spring and summer season to do audio out here on the back enclosed porch, as well as the back stone porch there. And yeah, the trees are moving. It's gusty out there, so March is coming in like a lion. And I would have to say the Anchor app came in very strongly too, and I want to say that I really enjoy it. I know there's going to be critics on it that it's just going to be short-lived and stuff, but I think there is something about it, and there's already people from the community of the program formerly known as Audioboo on it already that I'm listening to and following, so they're transitioning over to that. The community here on this particular app, I think, is not, it's almost non-existent. And I think the last month's particular challenge that they have in February, and I guess there's one coming up this summer, which will be interesting to see, it's minuscule. There's not that many people taking part. There are probably some people taking part, I'll admit that, but it's not as strong as years past. So I don't know if that's mostly because of the app, and I'll be honest with you, I haven't been too impressed with the people driving the ship of the application formerly known as Audioboo, because they're not in touch with the community. They're not reactive to the community. They really hosed the Android app when they had a really good version. I think it was 2-3 versions ago. I was really using it, and I liked using it. But for some unknown reason, only, you know, and then there's Sandbox too. I just disagree with what they're doing, but it's their Sandbox, and they have their own business plan on how to continue, to make money off it, if they are making any money. I've checked the stock on the London Stock Exchange, and it's gone down. But that's normally the case for any application, isn't it? So it could be the same with this app that I'm now using for audio called Anchor. So you can check me out on Anchor. You have to sign in using your Twitter account. And I've seen a lot, I think that's the same thing with Blab, and of course Periscope. I'm not sure, I think Meerkat too. I never really got into using the Meerkat or the Snapchat. Snapchat, and I guess you could almost in closing consider Anchor the audio version of Snapchat too, but I think Anchor to me is an audio version of Twitter, but you can post it over there on Twitter, and you can post it over on Facebook, you can post it over on your Google+, you can post it on your Tumblr and stuff, so it has the same facets there. So I'm going to finish my coffee and see if I can upload this audio, and it is starting to get really windy out today, so you all have a good one wherever you may be on this blue marble. Live life, have fun, ciao for now, and as always, peace as the wind continues to blow.